Talk Live. Our Facebook respondents are disagreeing on a question that I asked about a state representative who posted something that some are calling offensive to his Facebook, his public Facebook, and they are calling for his resignation. Some are calling for his resignation. Others are calling for him to apologize for posting this. He is refusing to apologize. You're talking about State Representative Kyle Tasker. He's actually a fairly young guy. I would say he's in his early 20s, so pretty young for, you know, working right in the state government. And for those of you who don't know, in New Hampshire, if you're a state representative, you make $100 a year. So, you know, this is not a professional politician position.
Right.
And so average people are attracted to this. And, you know, people have different senses of humor. And sometimes when you find something you think's funny, you post it to your Facebook page. In this case, it's now stirring up controversy. He's getting news coverage in WMUR Channel 9. That's the big news affiliate here in New Hampshire. So I've shared this. Johnson, if you want to go to our Facebook page, you can pull it up there. It's a recent post. I shared the image that Kyle Tasker posted that people have found so offensive. And there are blog posts being written about this over at miscellanyblue.com, which is kind of a lefty website. Kyle happens to be a Republican. But remember, in New Hampshire, Republican doesn't mean what you think it means. And Democrat doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means. So in New Hampshire, if you're a Democrat, you might actually support gun rights. If you're a Republican in New Hampshire, you might support gay marriage and ending the insane drug war. In fact, Kyle Tasker is a great proponent of ending the war on drugs. He has been awesome. He's on the Criminal Justice Committee here in New Hampshire. He's the guy who wrote the marijuana decriminalization bill that passed overwhelmingly by a veto-proof margin in the state house earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this guy's a great friend of freedom on a lot of issues. I don't know where he stands on every issue, but he's definitely really good on the war on drugs. That much is for sure. But he posted an image to his Facebook profile that has two kind of stick figures in a sexual, what appears to be a sexual position, oral sexual kind of position. One of the figures is female, based on the bumps on the certain part of their body. And the text of it is 50,000 battered women, and I still eat mine plain. Johnson, should he resign or apologize? Or do
not? You never want to apologize for something like that, because if you apologize, once you give an inch, you know, the people that are going to try and make you feel bad for these things, for comedy, which is in context, they're going to keep attacking you. And it's like... You know,
well, this isn't the first time they've attacked Kyle Tasker.
Basically, these people are bullies. So, you know, if you do something that is not bad and they make you feel bad for it and you react, then you've given the bullies more incentive to bully you more, because that's all these people are. They're not good people. They're bad.
Well, now, wait a minute, Johnson. I mean, they're trying to stick up for abused women. Isn't that a good thing?
No, they're not.
Why?
Because that's not what happened here. It was comedy. And they know it's comedy.
So did you think it was funny? I have to say I laughed.
I think it's pretty funny.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I think it's kind of amusing.
And by the way, and some people are calling for him to, like on our Facebook page, which, by, just so you know, the people that like Free Talk Live on Facebook, a lot of them probably have never listened to us before.
Right.
They, you know, they just saw something they liked once that was shared on somebody's Facebook profile, and they clicked like on Free Talk Live. So there's plenty of non-libertarians who are commenting on our Facebook page, but some are calling for Kyle to apologize and work at a women's shelter and volunteer.
Right. And well, I mean, fine, if you want to do that, then you should volunteer to do that, but that has nothing to do with him. I don't think he should apologize.
Well, I'd like to, and he doesn't think he should either. Right. As he pointed out on his Facebook profile today, that, you know, if he were to apologize, it would be insincere.
Before we move on too far, I want to tell everyone who's listening right now to go, if you're looking at this image on the Facebook page on for Free Talk Live, click on the like button at the top. You've probably already liked the page, you know, it'll say liked.
Yeah.
But click on that button, go to the, go in there, a little pop-up menu will come up from that button.
Hovering over the button, you mean?
Yeah, when you click the button, a little pop-up menu will come out of the button.
Yeah.
Click get notifications.
Thank you for that, Johnson. That's an excellent suggestion. That way you're more likely to actually see the updates that we post, because Facebook does not like you to actually see updates unless you specifically request
them. From pages. They don't want you to see any updates from any pages anymore.
So, yeah, that's a great idea. hover over the like button on Free Talk Live's Facebook and click get notification.
And that's a really dirty thing that Facebook did, because people went to pages, you know, they changed this without telling anyone that they did this. People liked the pages because they wanted to see stuff from the page.
Yeah.
They wanted to see the stuff from the page. And then suddenly Facebook just takes that away from you. And most people don't even realize, hey, you need to do these extra steps. If you want to see all the pages that you've liked, if you actually want to see stuff from the pages that you like, you know, exactly what you were expecting you were going to get from
Facebook.
When
you click like,
oh, yeah, guess what? Facebook changed it on you. Now you have to go through all these extra steps. For every single page that you've ever liked, you would have to actually go to that page and click get notifications for all those pages.
So Tasker actually posted this in response to Mark Warden, who was originally in some hot water and by the same crowd of attackers. Because Mark made a comment during some sort of committee hearing about how some women seem to like these abusive relationships because they stay in them. And, of course, he was vilified by the same crowd, the Miscellany Blue crowd.
That wasn't
that
a joke, though. See, my problem
No, that wasn't a joke.
No, even still,
it's an observation.
Sure, it's an observation, but I don't think that he should have been, you know, in that case, I agree that he also shouldn't have had to apologize.
He didn't. I don't believe he did.
Right. But I'm specifically, there's a huge subset of people that attack comedy and things that are said, you know, they're in the context of a joke. And there are so many people, and it's like an epidemic that's getting worse and worse of fake outrage. Just, I'm going to get angry, and I'm going to let everybody know I'm so offended.
Yeah. Well, it seems like people want to be offended. A lot of people are just waiting to find something to be offended about so they can draw some attention to themselves.
Right. Look at me. I'm so good. Oh, look at what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm defending the battered woman. No, you're not. Shut up. Like, really? Like, no, you're not. That's not what you're doing. What you're doing is you're just trying to bully someone who you think, hey, you did something bad, and I'm going to be a moralist, and I'm going to tell everyone how to live their lives. And it's like, no, that person told a joke. Shut up. You're obnoxious.
I think what it should bring up here is a larger discussion about domestic violence, because there's a level of, I guess, attention that is brought to the issue of battered women. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, please, let's help ladies who want to get out of these relationships get out of these relationships.
Original or extra crispy?
But I think that it should be brought up that most victims of domestic violence are actually, in point of fact, men. And that's the detail here that never really gets covered when we're talking about domestic violence or when people generally talk about it's always about the battered women. Well, what about the battered men? How come they don't get the same level of concern? How come there's nobody who's upset about that? It's always the battered women. Now again, I'm not saying I'm not saying that that's not important, what's happening to women in these abusive relationships, but the numbers bear it out. That it's men who are abused the most in relationships. And in fact, they're probably abused more than people realize because there's a certain stigma on men who actually admit to this. And so a lot of men won't report it when they're being abused by their partner, their female partner. They are embarrassed by it and they will not report it. So it doesn't get counted. Like, as far as official statistics are concerned, if it doesn't get reported, it don't get counted in any official statistics.
Right.
But yet, nonetheless, there are a lot of incidents where men are being abused by women. And so I think that that's an important thing to bring up here in this conversation.
Sure.
Is Kyle Tasker, you know, should he have to volunteer at a men's shelter? Oh, wait, there are no men's violence, you know, battered men's shelters that I've ever heard of.
I'm sure they exist.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm sure there's something. Some places are, you know, places that guys can go if they want to get help for that. I mean, but
I've never heard of it. It's certainly not talked about.
It's certainly not to the level of, like, you know, these women get hidden and there's like this crazy, like, it's like almost like an underground railroad for getting women away from men. And then the women go into this like underground railroad network and then 90% of them go right back to the guy. Like, they're given all these opportunities and like, here's money and here we'll get you a new job. We're going to keep you protected. No, I'm going to go back to him. You know, yeah, I've got more to say about that.
We can come back with that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can share your thoughts. Domestic violence, whatever you want to discuss goes here on Free Talk Live. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. So take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bolso here from Midas Resources. Today, March 13th, 2014, gold opened at $13.6740. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.1666, $708.33 for a half ounce, or $354.17 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $14.1666, $708.33, and $354.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 855-453. We're talking about domestic violence. What about the other side of the story? There's plenty of help out there for battered women. But what about battered men? It's not like it doesn't happen. In fact, it happens quite often, probably more so than we even realize, because a lot of men don't report it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, Jonathan, I know you had some comments about the idea of people going back to their abusers. I want to get into that. Yep. But also want to tell you about a really important Bitcoin website online. You can go to blockchain.info and get yourself a free Bitcoin wallet today. It's the best online wallet. It interfaces easily with an Android app. And if you don't have an Android, you can still use Blockchain's online wallet by just going to blockchain.info. They've got great encryption techniques that actually decrypt and encrypt your wallet in your browser, meaning the blockchain site, the FBI, and the NSA don't have access to your money. In fact, you can use their tools on blockchain.info to send and receive Bitcoins anonymously as well. You can join millions of other Bitcoin users right now by going to blockchain.info and getting your free Bitcoin wallet today. That's blockchain.info. As we go to the phones and your thoughts, we've got Lee on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Hi, Lee. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. First of all, I think the eat and plane joke is hilarious.
Okay.
But I also want to comment on, I don't know, I think his name is Johnson. It's just the first time I've ever listened to you guys. So.
Welcome.
I want to make a comment on his passionate little outburst over there that he had a little while ago about, you know, no, you're not defending women. You're just being whiny and wanting to draw attention to yourself. I don't know that I agree with that. I do think some people get carried away over a little, you know, outburst and want to complain about everything out there, but I don't think I agree with that. And that original Extra Crispy, I thought that was a little bit tacky. I mean, to make a joke is one thing, but to continue on like that, that's just a little tacky. I don't know. Maybe he's like...
That's just Johnson. He's just tacky like that.
I am very tacky, intentionally so. And you know, I think that there are a lot of humorists out there who, until, you know, like, especially blue comedy. There is a certain subset of comedy that's specifically designed to be offensive. That's its whole purpose in life, is to tell jokes that make people feel uncomfortable, and it's that uncomfortable laughter. And see, the thing is that when something is said in the context of comedy, and it becomes so plain to understand that the person who's saying it is telling a joke, that they're not actually going to go out and hit a woman, that they're not an abusive person, then when you start attacking that person, what you're doing is you're actually making the real issues about abuse less important. It's not about defending women when you do that. What happens is that that becomes basically just, it's like this, you know, kind of self-important, just, it's just background noise is really what it is. And it's not real. It's fake. It's this manufactured outrage that is just, it's just nonsense. And it's avoiding the real issues. And it's basically just attacking comedy, which is pointless. The world needs to be more funny, not less. And especially when it comes to these type of issues, I mean, there are some really horrible things about it that, you know, that go on in this world and in this life, and it's nice to be able to laugh about some of them.
Right. Well, let me just ask you this, and then I'll hang up and you guys can answer this. What about, do you think it's cool to make jokes about, let's say, pedophiles or abused children? Do you think that's kind of a cool thing to make
Yes, absolutely. Especially when it involves clowns.
Do you really? Wow.
Yes, absolutely. The more horrible it is, the funnier the joke. Look up Louis C.K. Look up Jim Norton. Look up George Carlin. Look up Chris Rock. Find a real comedian, someone who's actually funny. I don't know if you think Mr. Rogers is the epic genius of all comedy.
No,
but
I love
he's
George
not.
Carlin, actually. But
sure.
I don't think I've ever, you know,
and they,
does,
and they make jokes about
comedy.
Some things... They make some jokes that are some things that are really horrible. And that's the whole point, is the more horrible it is, if you can laugh about it, it makes it lighter. It doesn't make you a bad person for laughing about something that's horrible. It doesn't make you a bad person. What makes you a bad person is if you're doing the horrible things.
Lee, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Have you ever seen the movie Postal?
Yes. Oh, my. Bobcat Goldthwait.
Wait, and he was in that movie?
Yeah, he wrote that movie.
Postal?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the wrong movie. I'm thinking of...
thinking of the clown movie, right?
No, American Movie or something like that, or God Bless America.
I've heard that's funny. I haven't seen
it. Amazing.
Dark comedy, right?
Yeah, and it's... And sorry, and the subject of movie, the subject of the movie is about a guy who kind of goes postal. That's why I kind of...
Oh, okay.
That's
why. So have you seen Postal?
No, I don't think I have.
So, Postal, have you ever played the game?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
So Postal, for our
listeners, long time ago,
yeah, it's an old game. Yeah. There's actually a sequel to it, but they're both fairly old at this point. Right. Postal is a first person shooter game, which is basically the most offensive first person shooter that you can imagine. I mean, at certain points in the game, you can urinate on your enemies to put them out. You know, you can do some pretty offensive things.
I think the award to that goes to Danny.
Danny? Is that a game?
Danny LaDon.
Who's
been on
Columbine?
I think the award for the most offensive game goes to, you know, Super Columbine Massacre
RPG.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely offensive, but it never really scored as much as far as, like, popularity.
Sure, but I don't think that the level of offensiveness has to anything to do with the level of attention that something gets.
Well, okay, so anyway, Postal was turned into a movie, and you know how normally video games turned into movies are awful?
Yeah.
This particular movie was directed by, I believe the man's name is Uwe Boll, and he is he's notorious, like this notoriously bad director who creates all these low budget movies. Most of them are based on video games, and he's just notorious for being a hack. And he made this movie Postal, and I can't say I'm really familiar with many of his films. I just know that he's universally panned. But I watched Postal, and I thought it was hilarious and very, very offensive at the same time. Like, I get where you're coming from, Johnson.
Right.
But even this movie made me feel uncomfortable because I was laughing at certain jokes that were just so offensive, but yet also so funny. I won't give examples of how offensive they were. You'll have to check out the movie when you get a chance. But, yeah, I mean, it's that awkward feeling of being amused by something that society says you're not supposed to be amused by.
Right.
But it doesn't make you a bad person.
I mean, there are some people that react to blue humor with anger.
Mm.
Like, oh my, you know, like, for example, sometimes there'll be racist jokes, right? For example, there could be a racist joke, right? And a normal average person might laugh at the racist joke, right? Whereas a racist might get really angry, like really angry. Why are you making light of that issue?
Mm.
And see, that's the real difference, is that the normal person who's laughing at that, they realize this is wrong. I'm laughing at it because it's wrong and I don't agree with it. And then that even reinforces their anti-racist beliefs, whereas the racist might hear that joke and be like, you're making light of a serious issue. You know, these people are a problem, you know, and it's like, that's the thing. I mean, that about blue humor, it's, laughing at a joke does not make you a bad person. Being the bad person makes you the bad person.
We'll come back with more here. In fact, we should come back to the discussion, which we didn't get to this segment, about returning to abusers. I still think we should come back to it.
Yeah,
I know you had something to say. We'll share your thoughts as well. The toll-free number, if you want to chime in here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. You can get tuned in via our live streams, which are available 24/7. So you've got the 3 hours a day that we're live and the other 21 hours on the live streams. You'll hear that most recent episode repeated over and over again. So you can go there and listen in over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got radio stations, over 140 great stations coast to coast and beyond that air the show at various times throughout the week. And you can get a list of those at listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening options include free-to-air, meaning that if you're in North or Central America and you have a view of the southern sky in your home, you can set up some very affordable satellite equipment, a receiver and dish. Cost you probably about a couple $100, and then there's no subscription fee to get Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM content straight into your home entertainment system. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. You can also tune in via our webcam, and there are listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
So I want to just talk a little bit more about this whole blue humor thing, just
sure,
on an intellectual level.
And then we'll go to your calls.
So one of the reasons why I think blue humor is it's my favorite form of humor, first of all. My favorite comedians are the ones that are the bluest. They're the ones that just tell the most offensive possible things that you can say, in the dirtiest possible way that they can be said. And the reason why I like those types of comedians is because they make the conversation about these issues, right? If you can accept the jokes and you can be okay with a joke about a hot topic that's horrible, then what's happened is that that conversation and talking about that topic becomes not taboo anymore. And what the problem with so much of society is that people want you to feel shame. You shouldn't even talk about certain subjects. It shouldn't even be discussed. Child abuse, shouldn't talk about it if it gets brought up. Or child rape, or whatever the caller was talking about, rape and pedophilia. Those conversations, they shouldn't even be talked about in polite company. Mm. You know, religion and politics, you don't talk about those with people. You should feel ashamed about your political views or about your religious views, and you should just keep that to yourself because people might get offended. and see, that's the problem and that's why I like Blue Comedy, is because it opens up those doors to actually having a conversation about it. And if you can laugh with other people and you laugh and you realize you're uncomfortable and, you know, maybe people have different views on certain things, but you can actually talk about it. You can talk about, in the case of this, you know, joke about women being battered, you can talk about abuse. Well, right, you don't have to make people feel shame and guilty about laughing at a joke, because that's not what, you know, it's not about saying, oh, women should be abused.
Right.
That's not what he said.
We used the controversy you're talking about here. What happened was Kyle Tasker, who's a New Hampshire state representative,
right,
posted a funny graphic on his Facebook page, and there's now all this controversy about it by these people who, as you're saying, are looking to be offended.
Right.
They're looking to garner publicity for their websites by virtue of the fact that they've been offended. The graphic is stick figures. There's one of them that appears to be performing oral sex. It says 50,000 battered women, and I still eat mine plain. And that did start a conversation here on Free Talk Live. We started talking about it at the beginning of this hour, and have since discussed domestic violence and abuse against men as well, which never gets talked about, leading into a larger conversation about offensive things being posted, and it's sparked a great conversation.
And to be honest, I think that batter would probably cause some health problems. You should probably stick to You should probably stick to a glaze. A glaze is probably good too.
Let's go to Dave. He's in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just first wanted to say it's good to have Jonah Hill back in the studio there. I hasn't been on the show in a while.
Tell us about the situation there.
right. and thanks for
this is totally an inside joke. Yes. Not fair.
For my fiance on there. Thanks.
Can you explain what's going on here, Johnson?
Dave here posted a graphic. He was comparing me in looks to Jonah Hill.
This is an actor.
I personally think I look a little bit more like Kevin Smith. I've had that comparison made many times about me, but I decided to answer in kind. I'm like, well, who does he look like? And I just looked at the picture and I said, well, Jersey Shore. I think we got a little bit of
Dave. So
Dave,
to explain a little further, the posts were made on a amplifier-only Facebook group, which is actually a new thing that we started within the last couple of weeks as a new perk for Free Talk Live amplifiers. So if you want to see this conversation between Johnson and Dave, you do have to be a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you can get access to this group.
Yep.
You can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month. You'll get access to this Facebook group, and there are some other perks involved. But basically what your $5 is being used for, we're doing a fundraiser right now where we're spending money on Google AdWords to help bring new listeners to Free Talk Live who aren't necessarily looking for freedom-oriented talk, just kind of advertising Free Talk Live just out to anybody searching for, like, you know, internet talk radio or free talk radio, things like that. So that's a new perk for Free Talk Live amplifiers. You can join up and make jokes with Johnson.
And Dave's profile pic is a picture of him and his girl, and I was just looking for a picture that looked like the picture he's using for his profile picture. So the closest I found was the situation in Snooki. So
these are the characters from Jersey Shore.
I think I got his girl mad. So
no,
I'm glad you guys were having fun with that. So Dave, what else did you want to share tonight?
Yeah, regarding the domestic violence issue, I had a cousin who, because of like what you're talking about, you know, experiencing domestic violence and then going back, that she ended up being arrested and having her kids taken away. Because kind of what happened was she got married, they had a kid. I don't know how she couldn't see how he was like that in the first place, because I had met him, and right away I could just, you know, I didn't know he was going to beat her, but I mean, I could tell he was, you know, kind of that type of person. But So he ended up beating her. And I mean, like, you know, not like smacked her. I mean, he beat her like you would, you know, beat somebody you're in a fight with. So he got arrested. She, for some reason, ended up getting back with him because it was like, oh, it only happened that one time. It won't happen again.
He loves you know, me.
And yeah. So when they got back together, they had another kid. I don't know why she did that. So, of course, he does it again. And his family had money and I guess, you know, knew some really good lawyers and stuff like that. So her being nervous about that, she took off with her kids. And then, of course, they call that kidnapping.
Yeah.
So she, I don't know how this happened. So she ended up in a police station, somehow got away. She was on those, you ever get those things in the mail that says, have you seen me?
Yep.
And it shows like a picture of a kid missing, which after that, I'm like, I would never even call that now if I saw one of those kids, because you don't know the circumstances. They make it seem like, oh yeah, this kid was kidnapped. And,
a lot of cases, as you're pointing out, the state is helping the abuser.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So she got away again, but of course, eventually she, you know, got caught, got arrested. She didn't go to jail or anything, but he ended up getting custody of the kids because she ran off with them. You know, he has his lawyers, and now I think that they're teenagers. And then he, of course, he ended up kind of beating them, and I think now they're with her. But just the whole fact of, you know, he did that, and she got, not only did she get back with him, but then they had another kid. I think if she never got back with him in the first place, that probably wouldn't have happened. But it's like a lot of women, I guess this would be kind of a stereotype, but there are, maybe not a lot, but there are women, because I've had, you know, ex-girlfriends as well, that they'll have an experience like that where, you know, a relationship will get abusive and somehow they'll forgive that person and they'll get back with them. And of course it will eventually happen again.
Well, the same thing's true for the abused men as well. I mean, they stay with their abusive women. And the same thing is absolutely true. It's just you don't hear the stories about the abused men as often. So I think we should talk more about people who come back to their abusers. And, Dave, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. And, again, if you want to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, please just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with PayPal, any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. We're going to take that money. And I forgot to mention, we're still doing the doubling. So if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month, there's a group of people who are who have pledged to double those numbers. So you are essentially amping for $10 a month, even though it's only costing you $5. And that makes a big difference for us as far as reaching out to new listeners on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones,
Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network,
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here in the remaining moments. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. You can go and get interactive on our webcam page. We've got the chat room built right into the same page as the cam. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. cam.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about domestic violence, and it was kind of a conversation sparked by a post made by a New Hampshire state representative that has blown up into controversy. He was just making a joke. Led to a larger conversation about domestic violence in general and blue humor as well. And Johnson, I know there was some comment that you had that I don't think we really got into yet about the idea of people coming back to their abusers. Did you get that out?
Yeah, I had an ex.
Because it seems pretty common.
Yeah, an ex-girlfriend who I dated, and for many years while I was dating her, she was working for a rape crisis counseling center.
Mm-hmm. I remember her.
And one of these shelters. And during this time, she became more and more disillusioned with helping these people. She and literally expressed to me, you know, in private, and had said that these women are idiots. They're stupid. You know, like she'd gone from being like really kind of compassionate for them to thinking that these are just really stupid people. That because they every you know it was like a consistency, such a consistency of they would get all this help and be delivered to these shelters to be
hidden away, taken away,
given money, given every opportunity and
some place to stay,
and just like over and over and over again, most of them would go back to the abuser and just completely undo everything that had been done for them.
And it was frustrating her.
Yeah. She was just sick of it, you know, and I don't know if she's still doing that kind of stuff anymore, but,
So, yeah, and I think that Mark Warden, who's actually one of the supporters of Free Talk Live, he's a New Hampshire state representative, the most liberty-oriented of all the state reps. He's won that award twice now. which is awesome. He's a great guy, and he's also known as the Porcupine Realtor. Mm-hmm. He was in the similar kind of offended people hot water situation where blog posts were being written about him, because he made some sort of statement like, it almost seems like some of these women want this, that they keep going back to it, you know, that they lie. I'm paraphrasing his statement, but that kind of that same implication that, why do these women keep going back? And also men, by the way. It's just that men don't get talked about. And I think that, you know, we can speculate here. One, I think there's a certain type of person who they don't want to be alone. And they, you know, what is familiar is comfortable. Even though it's abusive, you still, you're away from that comfort zone of someone who claims to love you while at the same time beating you. It's someone to be with. It's someone to be with at night. It's someone to be close to, even though there's abuse going on. And then also you can also make the point that certain people attract that kind of person to them, that even if they do get away from this individual, this abusive individual, whether we're talking about men or women, even if the person who's being abused does get away and stays away, it probably won't be long until someone else who's very much like the original abuser is in a relationship with them, that they've attracted that person to them through their way of being, that's what it is that they're looking for. Maybe it's because it was their relationship with their dad or their mom or something like that, and they're trying to recreate that. I mean, who knows what's really going on there as to why that happens, but it certainly is the case that seems like certain people bring people into their lives that on one hand they say they don't want, but on the other hand they keep repeating those actions.
You know, I had mentioned something to you during the break, and I didn't think that it would relate in the way that it is, but speaking of people who seem to sometimes be seeking abuse, there was a frequent caller of the show who called in the past, and you know, I had mentioned when I talked to him, and this again about not getting things in context and not understanding that there was a joke going on and whatnot. But I had made mention of a caller named Dave from Poughkeepsie.
Yes.
You know, Hudson Valley guy on YouTube.
That's right. Hudson Valley guy number one.
Yeah, number one. Yeah, that's right. Hudson Valley guy one. You know, I had said that, you know, because I was making a joke about him being a leech, and I had said in my comment about it that he was a suspected pedophile. Now, he took that to mean that I was calling him a pedophile, but really, I was saying that he was a suspected pedophile because...
And that you've done this on the BBS, Free Talk Live BBS? Or was this supposed
to be? No, I said this on air.
Oh, on air.
So, you know, he had a big problem that I said it on air and, you know, whatnot. But, I had said that he's a suspected pedophile. Well, the thing is if you go to Hudson Valley Guy One and you look at his YouTube profile, he has like 5, 6, 7, 8 videos where he says, "I am not a leech.
I am not a pedophile.
I'm not a pedophile. You want to say these things to me? Come and say them in my face." So, you know, I just, and my thought to him is, you know, he says, you know, he's going to sue and all this stuff. And I said, it's to him, I say, if you're going to threaten me with litigation, come and say it to my face. Say it to my face. Don't be scared and hiding behind your internet computer screen. Say it to my face. So that's my message for Dave.
I doubt he will. I
doubt it. You know, that type of behavior, though, where he's constantly making, "Don't make fun of me, don't make fun of me, don't call me this."
Yeah, sure.
It's abuse-seeking
for it.
Yeah, it's abuse-seeking behavior.
Well, and he wants, in the case of Dave, it seems like he really wants the attention, even though it's negative.
Right. In his case, I think that he wants the attention. I don't think that I don't think he really thinks he's getting negative attention. I think the negative attention to him is positive. He's being a troll, and I really think...
You think he's trolling?
I think on some level, I'm telling you, it's just too consistent, and I said it the first time that I mentioned him on the show. I think that he's a genius. I really do. I think that there's some level of genius, and one day... His trolling, he's going to, you know, he's always trolling radio shows.
Did you hear his call last night?
It's different radio shows, so he's doing this to multiple radio shows at the same time, and I think one of these days he's going to get discovered, and he's going to hit it big, and he's going to be, like, on all these different...
Did you hear his call last night?
Shows. No, I didn't.
You should go and listen to it, because it's pretty interesting. So he calls in, and this week he's been... Actually, this is the first night that he hasn't called this week.
Right.
But this week he's been calling and demanding an apology from me and Daryl because we had a little bit of fun with him one night when he called after hours on the studio lines here. And so he's been demanding an apology, and then he called a second night in a row demanding an apology, and I told him, you can't keep calling about the same thing. That's not good radio. We're not going to tolerate that. So then last night when Brett was on the show, he calls.
See, this is why you're not the genius troll.
Definitely not. He calls, but get this. So Brett says, we're off the air. We haven't taken his call yet.
Right.
I said, oh, Dave's on hold. And he says, well, let me talk to him.
Right.
And so Brett actually brought the show in from break, and I sat out for an entire segment. And it was just Brett and Dave. And it totally, you know, changed the kind of the dynamic of the conversation.
Yes.
And Brett asked him all kinds of interesting questions. And Dave kind of revealed some of what he's done. Like, he's always kind of been this radio rat who has, you know, from back in the 90s, gone to, like, remotes the local radio station did and kind of hung out and tried to make himself kind of a celebrity caller on these shows. And so he's kind of still running that same game. It was fascinating, you know, learning a little bit about Dave.
Right.
So anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got a couple calls here. Let's go first to Mark in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Mark, what's on your mind?
I wanted to tell you a very brief story about my own experiences in high school and how things are going in the nation and how it relates to my kids. I found out when I was going to high school, I was getting A-. I went to a public high school in Jersey City. New Jersey. And basically, I was kind of an A student, B plus student. Graduated, went to college. And from the first week I was in college, I was completely lost. I was majoring in sciences. And basically, the reason was that I couldn't do the chemistry, and I couldn't do the chemistry because I didn't know anything about the math.
Okay.
And in those days, a long time ago, ancient history, we used to have used to use slide rules. There were no calculators.
Hmm.
And to do slide rules, you have to use logarithms. And to do logs, you have to know math. Well, I didn't know any of that. So when I went to college, I fell right through the floor from the get-go.
Wow.
Now, it took me 7 years to get a degree. That's after being thrown out of school twice, college twice.
Unfortunately, Mark, you've called toward the very end of the show, so you're going to have to wrap your story up in about 30 seconds.
Okay. To make a long story short, I found out in 2003 that the school system I was in had been in academic bankruptcy as ruled by the New Jersey Supreme Court. And the same thing happened to me then is happening to schools nationwide now. It's a jobs program for the educational bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with teaching kids.
That much, I think, in a lot of cases is true, although I think a lot of teachers still want to do their best and help kids learn. I think that's true individually. It's just they're hamstrung by a system that makes it very, very difficult to innovate and to educate. Thanks, Mark, for your call tonight. If you didn't get on tonight, don't call at the end of the show. Call earlier, and we'll be happy to get you on and give you more time.
If you're listening tomorrow, happy Pi Day.
Oh, yeah, 3.14. Very cool. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39, even spectacular Bellawood prefinished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.